It was a busy and frenetic weekend of GAA action. Some of it live, some of it not so live this weekend, or free to air, should I put the proper term on it. This is one of the big winners of the weekend, Westmeath, toppling the Dubs to win their first Leinster in, I think, 22 years.
They're about to lift the Delaney Cup. The seconds count down. Still a few more to go. Once more they raid, looking for more. Mm. And that was Adam Traynor getting it in there and in the back of the net by Jack Duncan. A goal for Westmeath that absolutely cements their authority, and they have won the Leinster final of 2026. It's been an astonishing, amazing afternoon.
Yeah, there you go. That's Gerard Canning on the RTE commentary with Eamon Fitzmaurice, co-commentary for the Leinster football final, which took place this weekend. Yesterday, of course, Armagh winning the Ulster final as well. Some of the key games in hurling, though, were behind the paywall, particularly the game of Clare and Tipperary, which raised the ire of a lot of people. Donlow, Cusack in particular. John Milan writing a piece of column in the newspaper on Friday, following it up with another piece over the weekend, during which he said he never received as many messages of support and thanks as he did in the week since last Friday's column on GAA Plus, and how our games are being pushed behind a paywall. There will always be a few naysayers, no matter what you write, but so many decent people are incredibly frustrated at the direction the GAA is going in and over the lack of promotion of our national games. Donlow Cusack said the priority seems to be using hurling to drive profit rather than using profit to drive hurling, and something has to change. The GAA chose subscription money over visibility. This is the policy of using hurling to promote profit instead of using profit to promote hurling. Convince us otherwise. Well, lots of people are looking at next Saturday's game, which is, of course, Kerry against Donegal, round one of the All-Ireland series, and the biggest game of the weekend, without a doubt. Well, Fine Gael Senator for Kerry, Mike Kennelly, has also sharply criticised the decision to place the game before behind the paywall. GAA paywall is a disgrace. Kerry and Donegal supporters are being locked out, and Mike Kennelly is with me on the line. Senator Kennelly, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning, everyone.
You're in full agreement, so, with Donal Cusack and John Milan on the hurling side of it. You're talking, obviously, about football and next Saturday afternoon, where Kerry Donegal, which is the biggest game of the weekend, will be only on GAA+.
I am, Jerry. And first of all, I suppose, let me start here, because I've been indebted to football and GAA. I've been following it all my life. I played it for three quarters of my life. And I suppose really the hurtful thing in all of this is the people, the volunteers, the people who trained me and the people who trained their heroes before them, the family ethos that was on this. It was community-based. It was always community-based, you know, and it's a disgrace. And I called it the ugly side of the GAA last Tuesday above in the Senate, and I called out the Minister for Sport to come in and debate this. We had 10 days out to, I suppose, really, it was the Donegal-Kerry game. And the people from Kerry that I wanted to express my I suppose really my livid frustration that this is not right, that we're leaving a segment of people, we're excluding the people that brought the GAA to where it is right now, the people who, you know, as I said in the Senate, the people who cut the grass, who made the sandwiches, who washed the jerseys, who sold the tickets, you know. So not everyone, and I mean this, not everyone can get to that game next Saturday. Not everyone is tech savvy, like I said, and, you know, there's a lot of people living at home. A lot of, as I said, the older supporters, the older people who did all that work, they kept it. I mean, we are just minding another generation of footballers. And for to hide this behind the paywall, it's another disgrace, I'll be honest with you. And it's one, and you mentioned Donald Logue there. There has been podcasts and this of Thursday and Friday nights. I raised it. I was the first to raise it again. And I'm raising it again tomorrow. I've called on the Minister for Sport, Charlie McConnell, to come to the Senate. Because the GAA...
What do you think he can do about it, though? He's a Minister for Sport. Can he interfere and tell the GAA, sorry, lad, you have to put this free to air?
Mm-hmm. I just want the Minister to challenge the current, I suppose, really the broadcasting arrangements and ensure the championship games remain available to free to air. Simple as that. simple, very, very, very simplistic, Jerry. I'm not calling for much here, but I'm calling for the person who's not, who doesn't have a smartphone, who doesn't have a smart TV, who doesn't have a laptop, and who cannot access these games next Sunday, or next Saturday. Now, I'm just going to be fair back, and this is a bigger picture. This is a national issue now. And we have Kerry and Donegal coming up next Saturday, where they, where all heroes are going to step out in Fitzgerald Stadium, all 26 of them, and they extend the panel. The common person cannot see that. The person at home, they cannot get it. You know, and I'm calling on it now. The GAA are getting enough money from government in relation to sports capital grants. And I had the Minister O'Donovan down in Kerry, up in Kerry, and he's coming to South Kerry next week with me. So he's visiting all these great GAA clubs across the county, and they're getting money to keep promoting the game at local level through volunteerism. And to for the GAA then to put this on GAA Plus is just not acceptable. And I'm calling on him, and I'm calling on GAA to really cop on this. Because at a time now, Jerry, football is, it's beautiful again. And we've seen Westmeath, and as I said in the centre, you've seen what's coming last Sunday in Hyde Park. You know, so it's beautiful again. Kerry, it's just, you know, it's just, we are the masters of I suppose, really, in volunteerism and what makes it great in Kerry. And unfortunately, we're shutting out, we're locking out the people that made it. And it's very unfortunate, and I'm really calling it out.
Okay, let me ask you this, just put the counterpoint in terms of the cost of it to people. Whatever about the technical side of it, if you want to watch the game this Saturday on GAA Plus, €15 is what it'll cost you. You can buy a 3-for-2 bundle of games. You can get 3 GAA Plus games. You can watch the Kerry game, and if they're on again, you'll watch it again, and chances are you'll probably see all of their games, maybe depending on going well and them winning their way through the All-Ireland. That's worth €30. And if you want a season pass, which means all 40 GAA Plus exclusives in the All-Ireland Championships in both codes, plus, you know, All-Ireland quarterfinals that'll be behind the paywall as well, €95. It's like, on the wider sense of it, it's not huge money, is it, to get access? And the money goes to the GAA, which goes to grow the game that you love and develop it.
But, Jerry, I'm defending here the people who cannot access these games. I mean, there is streaming GAA Plus. You know, young people might be comfortable with streaming, but I can guarantee you, I can take you around North Kerry, I can take you down to South Kerry, I can take you around Kinmare, Jerry. There's a lot of elderly people who are home. They have no streaming technology. They have nothing that they can access this game, no matter what price you put on it. And yeah, it's wrong.
So unless they go to the pub, or unless they have a friend, they can't see it.
Yes, absolutely. They cannot see it. They cannot access David Clifford and the Jason Foley's of this world. You know, let's be honest with you. And the people that actually probably trained these guys' parents, you know, next Saturday will have to stay at home. And as I said, Joy, already, a lot of people can't just access the game. They cannot get to Killarney next Saturday, family reasons or whatever. And they may not have the streaming technology at home either. And they cannot access it. And we're here to promote the Jason Foley's of this world, you know, to a bigger audience, and to people that cannot access it, and to the people who made it great. And it's very, very unfortunate. And it's a bitter, bitter taste in my mouth, where I spent a lot of all my life, I suppose, really playing it and promoting GAA within communities. And the best that ever came out of GAA is the communities and the volunteerism. And now we're shutting them out, and it's not right.
Okay, how do the GAA raise their money if they don't have a subscription service? In the modern era, to pay for costs to support teams, support counties?
Jerry, it's €90 a ticket for 82,000 people that attend All Ireland semi-finals and finals or whatever. Now, the streaming model that we are witnessing right now, 4 years ago, it changed. But it was to keep, and I was spent the term in America. Now, it was to keep the expats living in Australia, in the United States, England, Germany, yeah, wherever. Football is spread across the whole the world. So the streaming costs, this is where the GAA was making that money initially. And they tried it with Sky Sports. That didn't, I suppose, really continue, because it failed. So then the GAA, with the GAA Plus and GAA Go, now it's GAA Plus, they have all the rights behind it. And the money that they're generating already from that is supporting the casement parks above Belfast, the Dundalk Stadium that's actually being developed. You know, so that's where the bigger money is going in. But they are getting it, and it's, I suppose, really, it's a commercial item now. That's what it is. But it's an amateur game, and it's an amateur organisation. And for people, for, you know, for I suppose, really, for the GAA to outgrow where it, its roots are from, then it's wrong. And it's, I'm not there to support it. I'm there to call it out. And I still have a couple of days left, and I hope the government will listen to me, and I hope the GAA will listen to me. And just on that, sorry, the Tipperary game, Tipperary out of the hurling final now, middle of May. They're out of the hurling championship. Yeah. All Ireland winners last year.
All Ireland winners and last year.
And say what you want about the RTE and the madness that's going on up there right now. But they did offer to show that game the last night, and the GAA refused. So that has to be called out as well. You know, so people at home in Tipperary last night, and Eden, and across the country, could not access that game. All Ireland champions being thrown out of the Munster Championship, Ron Robin, and ultimately out of the All Ireland series. So they're gone. You know, so say what you want about it, but the streaming will not support the people who made the GAA great. And let's be honest, I'm not for it. And I suppose the support that I got, and I was up the country Saturday evening, and when I told him, I was saying to Mike Kennelly, oh, you're the guy who's really going at the GAA to stop this from getting to people that made it great. And I said, I am. And I really support them. And I really support the Kerry people who cannot access this game next Saturday. And hopefully, I'm raising this again tomorrow, Jerry. And hopefully, and I'm bound hoping that we can get it. I mean, we need this because Kerry are probably the greatest team to play football. And it's, as I said, the game is beautiful again, but it's not accessible to everyone that really put the hard work into it. So I'm there for that.
All right, Fine Gael Senator Mike Kennelly, thanks very much for talking to us on the programme about it this morning. That's Mike Kennelly with his view in relation to this weekend's game, Kerry Donegal in Killarney on Saturday being behind the paywall. Other matches as well, the hurling, the key hurling games, and that point that Tipperary, look, they're out. Their only hope was that Waterford would beat Limerick yesterday. That didn't happen. Limerick won with a strong finish, so the All-Ireland champions are out of the hurling championship in the middle of May, and their last game was behind the GAA Plus paywall. What do you think? If you have a view, you know, €95 for 40 games, that works out at around about €2.50 per game. Is that too much to ask? Or is it the main point that Senator Mike Kennelly was talking about when he was saying it's about the accessibility, the technical ability to be able to click in and have an account and sign up for GAA Plus, that it's leaving a certain segment of our population behind, not being able to access these games? I'd love to hear your view on that. If you have an opinion on what he's had to say, we want to hear from you.